This is Shantae Moore. I'm so glad to hear that your heart surgery was successful. God bless you and take care of yourself. Because everything's all right. God bless you and take good care, okay?
I believe your love is all I ever need.
Young, black, and gifted. You listen this, you need some too. Yep. Sports, politics, and wrestling. All that. Best podcast, nothing else can mess with him. On Spotify, search and check for him. Great guests, real topics he addressing him. For the youth, the community, the unity. Corrupt politicians, and never stop the vision. Send each mission, make it better while we living. The most unfiltered, say they come get us.
And these with God, A-H, Kid Call Quest.
What you doing? Where are you at? Oh, you got plans. Don't say that. I'm sipping wine in a robe. I look too good to be alone. My house clean up, my pool I just shaved. We should be dancing, oh, dancing.
And if you're legend,
and the west of this mansion, what's happening?
I'm from Los Angeles.
What up, what up, what up? This is your boy Ant Sinise on Filter Podcast. Happy Hump Day, Maniacs. It's Wednesday. We're almost there. It's been a long week, long week. Today on the show, I'm going back to The Voice. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Representing Los Angeles, Jonathan Mouton.
Hey, man. Hey, so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thank you, man. First, I want to say thank you for getting the ball rolling for this interview. And secondly, I want to say thank you for the support you showed, you know, with my interview with Janora last week. So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you for reaching out and thank you for highlighting us the way that you do it. It is always amazing to see someone genuinely invest in artists and what we do. And so I want to thank you for having me.
Oh, man, no problem at all. No problem at all. So how's everything going, man?
Man, it is going, I'm blessed and highly favored and just thankful and, you know, just trying to live in the moment presently and take in how this feels to just be given such an opportunity and to pursue what I love on such a huge platform. I mean, it's like, you know, we say as artists that this is the dream, mm-hmm. and it truly is. And so just trying to relish in the moment and remember how it feels, you know, because life is not like, you know, nothing is promised. So I feel blessed.
Definitely, definitely. So I'm looking over your bio here, and your mom was a backup singer for Stevie Wonder and the Jackson 5?
Yes, she was. Wow, she was. My cool. mama. She got her start with Motown back in the day. In the 70s and in the 80s, and she trains voices today, and mm-hmm. She always says I'm her greatest export, you know, and, which is such an honor, you know. I mean, I see myself as carrying her torch, but mm-hmm. yeah, she's that woman can sing her face off, and she's that's such a beautiful heart, and to have worked yeah. with some of my favorite heroes, you know, those are the greats of music.
Yeah, I still am not over Michael Jackson passing, man. Like, when I was younger, you couldn't tell me I wasn't Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love him.
It hurts. It still hurts. And that was, what, 2009?
Yeah,
so
man.
Over 10 years ago, it's tough.
Yep. So like I say, you know, your mother's a background singer. So how long has music been part of your life?
Music has been, I was born into music, so music has been a part of my life since I can remember. I mean, a baby. I mean, I my mom, she sang background and she toured the world for a few years, and then she, you know, met my dad in the 80s, and they settled down and had kids, and traditional, you know, baby boomer era parents, and she stepped away from the industry in terms of the main kind of circuit. But she still coached voices and worked as a music director and for many churches, for LA Unified School District. So I was born around it. I was born around, you know, her working with artists, her training me. I say 1-2 years old, I was singing, you know, actually.
Wow. So when did you realize that music was going to be the way forward for you?
Wow. Growing up for me, of course, being attracted to music, being around stage and performance, but I'd say like it was a moment like very definitively that I can remember, like maybe around fourth or fifth grade when mm-hmm. like I had, you know, been in like a lot of talent shows and showcases, you know, just as a kid coming up, and then of course extra because my mom is who she was and trained voices, so I was always on some platform. But I'd say like around fourth or fifth grade, there were just moments in different talent shows and talent showcases where people would come up to me afterward, and this is me, you know, 8-year-old, 9-year-old me, and tell me how they really see that I'm passionate about what I do, and they see a future mm-hmm. in this for me. And it was kind of one of those aha moments, you know, not knowing what any of this meant, but knowing that like they were kind of confirming something I felt in my heart. Like when I sing, When I perform in any medium, like I genuinely am fulfilled with it and feel like it's my purpose.
Okay.
And so it's like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're growing up and you have feelings about different things and you're like, what does this mean? Or what is this? It was like, wow, like maybe this is what I'm supposed to do with my mm-hmm. life at some point.
Okay. What made you audition for the show?
Man, I mean, so The Voice is probably bar none. You know, I grew up, I'm a kid that grew up like in the era of like Idol. You know, I grew up when Idol was around and brand new, and saw, you know, people like Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia win these huge, you know, platforms. But for me, The Voice was something, you know, around 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago when it came out, that I was drawn to because I something about the concept of not being able to see an artist and having to just judge them on their instrument, their gift, mm-hmm. the greatest instrument to me, that is the voice, the human voice, just really intrigued me. So I was an avid fan when the show debuted, I think in like 2011. And I just kind of always thought in my mind, hey, if I was ever going to do a show where I would go on and compete, I would want to do it on The Voice, because I feel that I'd have a really cool opportunity to showcase my instrument and my artistry before anything else. So, you know, some years have passed. And this was actually, I want to say this was my third time auditioning, you know, third time the charm, right?
The
third time auditioning for the show. And it's crazy because I had auditioned right before the pandemic happened, back in for the 2019, you know, season.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were doing two cycles, and had made it to like the producer callback and was told I was shortlisted. And then I heard nothing. But then, you know, we all kind of went to the world, kind of all went to, you know, haywire with the pandemic. And I didn't hear anything. And then literally a year later, I had released a cover of mm-hmm. a Post Malone song, Circles. And I had got contacted by a casting producer who I didn't have communication with before, but mm-hmm. someone else on the team. And then said, hey, Jonathan, we'd like to restart this conversation with you. Are you interested? And it kind of was like, and that was October of 2020. And it was kind of like the floodgates opened.
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool. So what made you choose Leave the Door Open?
First of all, I just got to give all honor and praise to all that is Silk Sonic and Bruno Mars. I've been following Bruno Mars and his career and just respecting him as an artist and as a musician since he came onto the scene over 10 years ago. And so for me, I love how Bruno Mars and now with Silk Sonic with Anderson .Paak, their approach to songs are so old school, but yet still so current, and have those elements of music that I grew up listening to, like the Marvins, like the Stevies. So that was one of my favorite songs since it came out in the beginning of this year. Like, I was jamming to that song for every single day, man. Like, that was my song. And so when given an opportunity and asked by the producers, hey, what song would suit you best? I thought, not only is this a hot song right now, not only is this a song that made Bruno just like break records as one of the like diamond artist males of all time, but I got to sing this because it appeals to like my soulful roots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So I know you said, you know, Bruno Mars and a lot of Motown, old school. What celebrity artists inspire you the most?
Oh, that's a great question. So you started the call full circle. Michael Jackson, bar none. I mean, I guess many of our my faves, you know, many of the ones that inspire all of us. But I have to put it in a short list of artists. I'd have to say for me, top five would be Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Beyonce Knowles Carter, Whitney Houston, and John Legend. You know, that's my super group.
Okay. Cool, cool. So how excited were you when you got John Legend as your coach?
Man, I was like, it took me back to being that kid who used to sing, you know, Ordinary People at like, you know, high school and middle school talent shows. I was, it's crazy because when these chairs turn for us, right, it's this surreal moment, but then we got to keep performing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's one of these things where it's like I was overwhelmed, and that's why for me it's all about, and I'm really grappling with and just appreciative of these moments and really trying to be present, because in that moment I was present, and it just dawned on me like, yo, one of my favorite artists, one of the male artists that I'm inspired by, not just musically but also with just how he's able to break doors as the first Black male EGOT, like he turned his chair for me and wants to work with me. It didn't feel real. It felt surreal, to be honest.
Okay. So we talk about last night. You and Paris did Here and Now, the late great Luther Vandross. Y'all both did an amazing job. I loved it. I still think you should have won that one. But
you're so sweet. Thank you, man.
You know, you guys did a great job. But I don't know if, like I said, you're in there, you're singing, you're not, you know, I don't know if you can listen to what the coaches are saying. But Ariana, she was telling Blake, you got to steal him. You got to steal him. You got to steal him. And then when he hit that button, like, it seemed like you didn't know what happened, because you were like, hold on, what happened just now? And then, you know, Blake got the steal. What did that mean to you?
Man, so to your point, yes, I experienced the moment where Ariana Grande tells Blake to use his steal, and how genuine and soulful of a moment that was. I experienced that in real time, like the rest of us last night when it aired.
Oh, wow.
I mean, of course it happened in front of me, but there's so much going on and I was just in that moment, I was just so grounded in, I mean, I thought I was going home. I was at peace with that because, and one of the people that I forgot to mention was just Luther Vandross, his influence over my voice and my style and just his iconic artistry. For me, it was about, you know, standing on the shoulders of John Legend, who also stands on the shoulders of Luther Vandross, and letting John know, like, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. You know, me and Paris gave it our all. We understood the assignment. We did what we came to do. And being at peace with the fact that, like, yo, this is still an astronomical opportunity. And if this is where it ends, then this is where it ends. But I'm so grateful and thankful. I mean, you know, I've been through so much in my life that in that moment I'm thinking, you know, this is where it ends. And I'm at peace with that. But then when Blake hits is still, which by the way, I had no idea that was even available. You know, production, we're not informed of everything, and that's a part of the process for us to experience this, you know, all on a fair, even scale. And so I didn't know that there was a still, that he had a still available, you know, so I wasn't thinking or what, you know, or necessarily saying, oh, still me, still me, still me,
yeah,
until Carson says that, you know. And so I was just like, I was just beyond humbled, beyond grateful. It was just, I was, my genuine surprise or look of surprise was genuinely and authentically how I felt in that moment. I mean, I just, man, I was humbled. I was grateful.
And I don't know if you heard it or not either, but Blake said he was going to use his steal on you or Paris. That's what he had, that one steal, and he was going to use it on either one of you guys. So I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, you
know, it was amazing.
So by Blake, you know, picking you up, how does that make you stronger as a contestant? Because like you said, you were at peace, like, you know what, I'm going home now, but now you're getting a second chance. How is that changing your approach now, making you stronger as a contestant?
Well, what it does for me, and that's a great question, what it does for me is it reminds me that oftentimes there are people that are inspired by something you do or see something in you that you know, don't even necessarily see in yourself or didn't even know that they even realized or noticed. So what it kind of just confirms to me of the universal power of music and the universal power of passion and pouring your all into something and giving and being a vessel, and seeing that this guy who is an iconic artist in his own right, one of the kings of country, bar none, and just one of the kings of music, who I didn't necessarily thought, you know, might have liked what I do, to have his respect and approval, and then his welcoming door of saying, hey, let me continue to coach you on this journey, and let me help you learn some more. I mean, because there's just so much from each and every one of them that we learn. And it was like, it keeps my not just my artist brain, but it keeps my heart personally open to just possibility and opportunity.
Awesome. And I will say this, Blake did win with Cam Anthony last year. I'm just saying.
He did.
I'm just saying.
He did. Yeah. yes, he did. And that dude is extraordinarily talented as well. And Blake is the king of the voice. You know what I mean? Just gotta say it. I mean, he has had the most winners, but then also outside of just winning the show, he's got strategy. Yeah. Blake's strategy and how he reserves his steals, who he saves, all of that plays into him really knowing how this game works. So I'm honored to be on Team Blake. I really am.
That's what's up. So I see you did background singing for Chaka Khan and Fergie. Earlier this year, you dropped the EP Jonathan, dropped the single Real Love. I love the track Noise. I love that track right there. Talk about the whole process of that EP.
Oh yeah, man, for sure. And I'm so happy you asked, because that's like my baby right there.
I'm gonna play Real Love after this interview for the audience also. So
that makes my heart so happy. My process. So I have one of my greatest friends and musical collaborators. This guy has been in my life since I was 16 years old. He's a big brother to me. He's a mentor, and he's my producing partner, Costa Lois. We do a lot of my original music together, and we came together on this project and said, hey, let's, you know, I write all my melodies. I write my lyrics. I co-produce along with Costa. He's a master producer, master composer, and our synergy is just, you know, I wanted to approach this project from the standpoint of showing them, and that's why I called it titled it Jonathan. I wanted to show the multiple sides of myself personally and musically and sonically. And so, you know, I wanted to put out a song. I wanted to put four songs on the project that all represented me and the different sides of who I am and what I love and my taste and my genre influences, but still were all very cohesive. Mm-hmm. And so it was really important for me to write, I pour my lyrics all come from my personal experiences. A lot of times artists say that they, encounter, they hear something from someone else or their friends and they kind of, do a gumbo pot. Mm-hmm. For me, I love that approach, but I like to write exactly from my life. And so it was like I wanted to put together an album or an EP, a project that represented the different sides of me and who I am, and that still was cutting edge. And I feel like, I had so much fun. I said, I wanted to kind of raise the bar. I said, okay, now here's the project, but I also want to release a visual component for every song. Some of my favorites, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, mm-hmm. they're visual artists. Awesome. So, of course, I'm an independent artist, so don't have the Michael Jackson or Beyonce budgets yet, or the Bruno budgets, or the Voice budgets, but, wanted to still put my artistic and aesthetic spin on what these songs represent to me, and just give the consumers and my fans something different.
Awesome, man. Appreciate that. So I want to touch on one other thing. When you were 23, you discovered a lump in your neck, and the doctors told you you had stage 4 cancer that spread to your lungs, spleen, and liver. You went through months of treatment. Your parents and your brother pushed you to keep fighting, and by the healing hands of God, you are cancer-free. Thank the Lord for that. But still, there's still no cure for cancer. A lot of people are in the situation you were years ago. Any inspiration you could give them?
Yeah, man. Thank you for touching on that. Artistry aside, music aside, just that is, I feel like in addition to my artistry, that being a beacon and being an inspiration to cancer survivors and people that go through this, horrid disease is probably the next or the greatest purpose of my life. For me, and I think my blind audition touched upon it a bit in my background package, how my mother was just, her resilience, both my parents, my brother as well, encouraging me to fight. Mm-hmm. It's not always as easy as mind over matter, because this disease, and I had stage 4, was rapidly spreading, and it's something that can take any of us out at any time. But for me, I would just, lean on the same inspiration my mom gave me, and that would be this, the mind is something that's very, very powerful, and the will to live and the will to fight and the will to hold on and the will to get through the night, if there's a, that's life, yeah. And when you're at the very end, you say, if I can just get through the night, things will get better, yes. And so I would just encourage anyone that's going through this journey, that will go through this journey, that has been through this journey, because, there's after effects, even if you make it, even after you're cancer free psychologically, mentally, mm-hmm. physically. I would just encourage people or anyone to lean on the power that they have within themselves. If they have their faith, I have a faith in Christ. And for me, that was everything, and the power of music. But just really, really lean into the fact that, your purpose is not completed. Keep fighting, and it's tough, that cancer monster is something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy if I had one, just really not letting yourself fall into the depths of depression that come with it, because the mind is a powerful tool and catalyst towards light and towards victory and healing.
Thank you for that, sir. And I will remind everybody, it's October, so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, please make sure you get checked. Fellas, if you have symptoms, it could affect us too, so make sure you get checked as well. What would it mean to you to win The Voice this season?
Wow. What would it mean to me to win The Voice? It would mean, I don't even want to say the world, obviously, but I feel like that's not even as big of enough way to verbalize it. It would just be like a fulfillment, a full circle fulfillment on so many levels. It would be completion on so many levels. It would be an honor. It would be scary, at the same time, because as an artist, we're in our heads. We are, we're fragile souls. We're creative beings. So it's everything wrapped up into one. But most importantly, it would mean it would make me just so grateful and gracious, yeah. Because I'm a vessel doing what I love to do to inspire other people. So the fact that someone would honor me with a platform or, award me with something that opens up opportunities for me to keep inspiring, that's what it's all about. It would be the greatest honor of my life.
Awesome. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your friends, family, community, family members, and your new fans, you know, your Los Angeles and all around?
Yeah, absolutely. I would just like to tell everyone, friends, family, you know who you are, new fans, supporters, future fans, that I'm so grateful for the opportunity to first still be here and be healthy and be pursuing my craft. And I am going to live every day musically, personally, to continue to make you proud and to continue to inspire you the way many of you have inspired me. And I'm just so thankful for this opportunity and just so filled with love and gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you. So, hey, Jonathan, before we go, if you could just join me real quick and stand up, because this is something I'm starting to do on my podcast. I do this every day, but I want to start doing it on my podcast. If you could stand up for me real quick.
I'm up.
All right. We're going to walk in place 30 seconds for autism awareness, Down syndrome awareness, and all other kids with special needs to let them know that we're still with them. They're not alone. Letting the parents know we're with them and they're not alone. They need us. We are here. Sinise Unfiltered is going to continue to be a voice for them. I'm still going to use my platform to get the word out. So make sure you guys walk in place 30 seconds for autism. Use the hashtag walk in place for autism. Shout out to my man Puzzle Life Midtown. Snipe Life. Yes. Thank you so much, sir.
I love it. I'm doing it right now. And thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for your time. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Mouton, The Voice, Monday and Tuesday, NBC. When voting starts, please make sure you guys go out there and vote for my boy. And let's help him get to that next level. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure. You're family to the show now, man. So you're welcome back anytime. You ever here in Orlando, hit me up so we can chop it up.
Absolutely, brother. I appreciate you, Anthony. Have a great day.
All right, thank you so much. Sinise Unfiltered, Love Live Life, we out.
I want to wake up with you. If you need coffee, I got. Spend every moment in twos, never leave this room. And every day that we spend, got me so lost in the moment. I wanna know all your dreams, just let me in. I heard the eye is a window to the soul of feeling spiritual. I never seen another like you should know. I'm falling hard for you, but do you feel it too? I can't deny the truth. Can this be real? From each conversation, it's like we've been here before. You saved my life. I'm feeling heaven on earth. I need your presence around me. I wanna pour into you and give my all. I heard tomorrow isn't promised, so I can promise to be honest, won't be the one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sinise on Filter podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more on Filter discussions. And Sinise on Filter maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.